we are excited to have our last group of the morning. You're fine, of the evening. You're good. I can talk through you. We have the Castile High School Encore Group from Queen Creek, Arizona, under the direction of Cammy Clausen.
Thank you very much. This is a jazz group, so I'm not going to conduct them. They self-conduct. But I wanted to introduce their pieces to you. We're going to start with a song called Misty. I hope you've all heard of it. It's a great jazz tune. This is the Kirby Shaw arrangement. We'll follow that with So This Is Love. And this is actually arranged by one of our very own, Zachary Davis. And we'll finish the set with Old Double Moon by Matt Cuff. Enjoy.
You can say that. this is the miracle that I've been dreaming of. So this is love. So this is love. Oh,
not supposed to give high fives or elbows or anything like that, but maybe I should kiss you instead. Really good.
We start at 6:30 in the morning every morning.
You're really mean, aren't you? Okay. Well, it's worth it, isn't it? Yeah, and you rehearse every day? Cool. Well, that shows that you are dedicated, or else you're crazy. Or maybe a little bald. Okay. As a jazzer myself, I don't sing jazz anymore. Long story, I'm not going to tell you all about it. But I play low brass instruments and play in 4 jazz ensembles right now in Salt Lake. And over the years have backed up many, many, many people that you might recognize. And I'm not going to go down the list. So I've had a little bit of experience in jazz. And so I really, really enjoyed what you did. It was wonderful. Okay. Now, when you're not using microphones, and actually I prefer it that way, that's my opinion. How is it that you can hear across the stage? Does the piano help? Are you listening? Are you mixed up in quartets? How is it that you're working?
They're in quartets.
They're in quartets. Okay. Very good. And who chooses the literature? Okay. Good choices. Yeah, as they used to say in that one of those old Indiana Jones, you have chosen wisely. I can't usually do that joke because nobody knows it anymore. Anyway, very, very good. Now, I have a dumb question for you. Especially your first and your last number. Have you tried them without the accompaniment? How does it work?
Good. We just...
Is it rhythm?
We actually performed it with a rhythm section. We just couldn't bring the rhythm section.
Well, understandable. Yeah. So I would be very interested to hear you, not even so much with a full rhythm section, but just a bass, just an upright bass to kind of keep things, you know, going in the proper direction and not get out of sync, as it were. So I think that's wonderful. Now, I have another dumb question for you. How many of you have actually seen the movie Finian's Rainbow? You need to look it up. It's 100 years old, yes. It is in color. It's not black and white. And you would get a wonderful idea, again, about some of the other tunes that came from that movie. One of the big stars in that movie was a man named Fred Astaire. Young, yeah. And if I remember correctly, it was Petula Clark. Was the female lead, and she sang really popular stuff in the 1960s, and she was from England, you know, downtown, you know, maybe, anyway, good. Okay, we are going to get to some singing in just a minute, but I want to know who you listen to get the style that you are using, because it's very, very good. Who are you listening to? It's definitely not the Rolling Stones. So, who wants to, you know?
Well, we really don't listen to jazz.
What, I mean, go ahead, someone tell me.
Go. I've listened to Ella Fitzgerald.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. How about a harmonic group? Ella can only, as great as she is, or was, she can only sing one part at a time. How about?
Mainly the Real Group and Manhattan Transfer.
Okay, the Real Group, no, I'm just kidding. No, they're fantastic. You heard them live?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard them live for the very first time, standing about as far away from you, and I mean, that's where they were, and I was right here. It was at an ACDA convention in Washington, D.C. Blew my mind. And Manhattan Transfer, really good too, really good. How about the New York Voices? Does anybody know the New York Voices?
They were ACDA,
Yeah. I mean, Dorman Meter, pretty good arranger, you know, pretty good arranger and great stuff. Okay, let's start a little bit singing with Misty. And you want to just start the maestro?
Sure.
And I'll just stop or do something when I have something that I'd like to add or subtract. Shades of the New York Voices right there, doesn't it, in your introduction. One thing that you don't do that I've heard many other jazz groups do is they take the nonsense syllables, if you will, or the scat syllables, and they try and turn them into a language. Thank you for not doing that. Have you been taught that that is a big no-no? You know, I mean, there's nothing like, Dante, oh, ba, ba, you know, and I've heard that. So thank you for not doing that. Now, you're imitating what when you do scat syllables?
Instruments.
What kind of instruments?
Trumpets.
Trumpets, trombones, saxophones. Basically, it's the big band, right? And that's where the harmonies come from. I mean, these harmonies are right out of a saxophone solely, you know, a lot of them. So that's wonderful. I think that what we could do, even though you're doing a wonderful job of shaping the phrases, is you could put a little bit more energy into it without emphasizing the scat syllables. So let's think just a little bit more energy, and especially when we get to the end of the line, da da da. Everybody knows what the TV accent means, right? What does the TV accent mean instead of the side accent? It's the shortest, hardest accent in jazz. Yeah. So there's two right there. Dot dot. So you can go a little bit, you know, if you spin on me, that's okay. Having played many times for Broadway musicals when they come through Salt Lake City, there's nothing unusual about feeling the rain come off of the stage. And that's the energy that the Broadway singers have. And that's close to jazz singers. So, I mean, I really don't want you to spit, but if you let a little bit fly, it would be the worst thing that ever happened because I'm far enough away. And I've been double vaxxed and double boosted. So I'm okay. Okay, let's do it one more time. And then we're going to get into the meat of the piece. So if you are the melodic line and it's lower in your voice, you've got to give just a tiny, tiny bit more for the audience to actually hear the melodic line rather than just most of the chord. See what I'm talking about? And we're talking about very, very small differences that will make the biggest difference to an audience and to yourselves because you'll have more fun. They'll get it even more and you're going to enjoy it more. Let's do it one more time and then we'll move on.
I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I cannot.
great line, and you're hitting it just right, in my opinion. But again, we're losing a little bit of the low end when it comes to the melodic line. And the chords are right in tune, everything is really, really good. But again, if you've got the melody and you're in the lower portions of your range, you've got to give just a tiny bit more so that it can be heard. Let's go top of 5, bar 28 going into it. Walk my way. Glossed over a little bit. We've got a unison thing for the men, the ooh, 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 but it's not the same ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like saxophones not playing with the same tone color, you know what I'm saying? Or trombones, one with a blatty tone and one with a warm tone. So even the background vocals, you need to think about the shape of the ballad that you're doing and just make sure that they match a little bit better. Because a group this good, there's no reason for you not to be able to do that. So let's do that phrase one more time. Same place, please. Some teachers would always say, don't ever, ever, ever let your hands fall below your waist. Now that can be good and bad. But see, it looks very natural on you, and most of you don't let your hands fall that far. And that's okay. Okay, wonderful. Now, I hope you're not offended, but I don't think I'm gonna do a whole lot with your piece because I don't know your piece like you do. But again, I will say, really, really well done. So let's look at Old Devil Moon for a minute. Take it away from the top. Swinging the eighth notes, yes. Okay, but what we're getting is it just a tiny bit of this? Da 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 da. We don't want that, do we? Da 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 da. Now, the problem is that you've got text and rhythm, and you have to make them match. And that's hard to do. So what I would do, if it were me, I would soften, look at you and suddenly, look at you and suddenly. You hear the difference? I'm exaggerating what you're doing, in my opinion, that's not as good as you could possibly do it. Something in your eyes, and something in your eyes. And, so smooth it out a little bit. Let's try it one more time. Right at left, measure number 9, please. Understanding what I'm asking you to do, I think you can still go farther. For my, this is my opinion. She's still the boss, and if she wants you to, you know, accentuate the text rather than the style of the eighth notes, that's okay. I mean, it's not bad. It's just something that I would do differently if I were there. Let's pick it up right. It's that old devil. It sounds like this, ya da 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 da. Try elongating it just a hair rather than being so, quote, precise, and just see what happens. You and your glance. You get the idea. Now, we've got a little bit of a hazard because we're holding that note just a tiny bit longer. The word glance and manse, night, light. We have to, if we're going to hold them longer, like I'm recommending, then we have to make sure that the vowels actually match. Because I'm hearing, I'm hearing three different vowels because we're holding it just a tiny bit longer. You get the, you get what I'm saying? And again, you're not doing anything wrong. Believe me, you're doing some really, really good work. I congratulate you, number one, for getting up at 6, well, in time to get there at 6:30 in the morning. Guys, how do they look that early in the morning? Are they scared? I'm kidding. Yeah, look at her. She's got, she knows what I'm talking about. I'm kidding. Now, the last thing is, I want red shoes. So I can be part of this group. How about if I get the red shoes and the white suspender, and then I can be part of all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Man, oh, man. Well, you're legit choir, top drawer. You're jazz choir, top drawer. Your teacher, top drawer. Involved, if you will, and do some more writing, man. Do some more writing.